We bring in the head Red Wolf himself, Gus Malzahn. Gus, happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Let's see. We got two Fort Smith guys here. Matt Jones, Fort
Matt
Smith
Jones,
Northside.
Quarterback.
Yeah, Gus Malzahn, wow. Fort Smith. And I guess I could even throw in my dad was a Fort Smith Northside there, Grizzly as well.
There we go.
Matt Jones was about 10 times the athlete I was. Yeah. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great, Coach. How are you doing? I know, man. You got Rhett Lashley down there, huh? You have to tell him I said hi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've talked about you many times.
Hey, Coach. Rhett Lashley named a Broyles Award finalist today. Or
yeah,
nominated. He was nominated for the Broyles Award by you.
Yeah, I tell you what. I've been saying it for a long time. I mean, he's got the it factor. Got a brilliant offensive mind. And, of course, we're in the top 20 in the country offensively right now, and he has a lot to do with that.
I was there was a fan called in yesterday, and he was asking a little bit about your offense, and just from watching you and from high school to Arkansas to Tulsa to Auburn and to Arkansas State, can you just explain to some people what the situations you put on your quarterback, how much of it the responsibility falls into that quarterback at the line of scrimmage, and how much, are they able to change the play, or is it just kind of a one-play deal that you call in and that's the play they run?
Yeah, Matt, we're a quarterback-oriented offense, and we ask a lot of our quarterback, and we do give him the ability to change the play at the line of scrimmage or, change the side of the play, from the field as far as the strength of the defense is concerned. But we do ask a lot. It's a quarterback-oriented offense, and we've been very, very blessed, very fortunate to have some big-time quarterbacks in our offense.
Gus, I don't want to put this guy into the company that I'm about to name names, but Darren McFadden, Felix Jones, Peyton Hillis, Cam Newton. Where does Ryan Applin stack as to driving your offense and being a big part of your offense?
Well, the four that you just named, I mean, that's probably four of the top players in college football, period. Ryan is definitely, in my opinion, one of the top 10 quarterbacks this year. I mean, he has the ability to create plays when things break down. He's a very good decision maker, and he's made great decisions this year. I think last year he threw, 18 interceptions, something like that. Coach Lashley's done a great job with him. I think he's got 20 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions, but he really makes us better than we probably really are, and especially with the young team we had around him, early in the season.
I know you can't talk a lot about the recruits, but anybody who's asked me about your offense, and then you as a – I don't know you that well as a person, but I know Rhett, and I do respect you as a coach. And any quarterback or skill position player, I tell them your offense is just perfect. I mean, as a quarterback growing up in the state of Arkansas or wherever, if Arkansas State's looking at you and you're the coach there, I mean, you got to love your offense and what you allow the quarterbacks and skill position players to do. And as far as recruiting, do you feel like you got some of those players coming up that are going to be able to run your offense the way you want it run?
Yeah, there's no doubt. It is fairly easy for us to recruit quarterbacks because we've had great success, dating all the way back to high school and then really every stop that we've had in college. And of course, anytime you get big backs, it's easier to get big-time skill players. And so we're able to do that. And, we've been very blessed. I believe this will be, if we can finish this thing, this will be 6 out of the last 7 years that our offense has been in the top 25 in college football. So, probably one of the more consistent offenses, for players to play in.
Coach, let's talk about the defensive side of the ball for you there at Arkansas State. I know that coming into this year, a lot of people didn't think Arkansas State would be able to duplicate last year what they did success-wise because of the fact that the defense was a little depleted. But talk about the job that John Thompson has done to shore that up and the defense that he's been able to build up there.
I'll tell you what, John's done a great job along with his staff. We only had 2 returning starters on the defensive side, and that was a definite concern. He's a very aggressive defensive coordinator, brings a lot of different pressure. And he's really helped out our young, experienced guys. And, his philosophy really complements my offensive philosophy. And I think that's why our offense and defense has complemented each other pretty well this year.
John Thompson's a great coach, and I got a funny story. When in the 7 overtime game, I remember it was the Ole Miss game, about the 5th overtime, I just kind of looked at him and said, "Coach, please just stop him. I promise we'll score." And after the game, he said he was trying, but then after the game, we got these little wooden footballs kind of as a tribute saying 58-56, and he was like, "What am I supposed to do with this, allowing 56 points? You know, I don't want this." So you got a great coach there.
You know, he really is. And I tell you what, he's an even better person. He's a great example for our players. He's a good Christian man. And, you know, our players have really responded to him. And, you know, he's a blessing to have on my staff.
Coach, it's a week off this weekend. You get to sit back, eat some turkey, watch some football before you get ready for your final game a week from Saturday.
Yeah, you know, the off week didn't come at a better time because we were pretty beat up. It's been a long season. And it gave us a chance as coaches to catch our breath and really to get some extra days of game planning, you know, for that final game against Middle. And, of course, you're talking about Middle Tennessee team that went to Georgia Tech and beat them by 3 touchdowns. So they're a good team, and we'll have to play well to beat them.
I know your bye week came late this year. As any place I've ever been, we do a lot of self-evaluation. How much of that do you do instead of game planning this the whole time on Middle Tennessee?
Yeah.
How much self-evaluation, studying your own tendencies and stuff?
Yeah, there's no doubt. That's exactly where we started. And we had, you know, 3 practices before we turned our guys loose today to go home for Thanksgiving. And really, we focused on ourselves and just trying to get ourselves better at what we do best, the timing throws, you know, the things up front with the different schemes and all that. And our guys will come back Sunday, and, you know, we'll get on Middle Tennessee.
Coach, obviously a nice season going, but to be able to finish this thing out the right way with a win, with the conference championship, what would it mean in your first year there at Arkansas State?
Well, it would mean a lot. You know, they have high goals and, you know, high expectations here. And, they won the championship last year, and so it would be great to repeat. And, of course, one of our goals was also to go to a bowl. And if we can pull this thing off, we think we'll have a chance to go to a pretty good bowl. So it's very exciting times right now, and we just need to finish it.
I know you hate this question, but I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask. Your name's going to be brought up with a lot of schools. Talk about what you're trying to build at Arkansas State and how comfortable you are there and not looking at other opportunities.
Well, I tell you what, first of all, there's great administration here, and they've been super to me. Jonesboro's an excellent place to live, and my youngest daughter's a sophomore. And the way we recruited last year, man, the future's very bright. And if we can pull off another recruiting season like we did you know, last year, it'll be a lot of fun around here for a long time.
Gus, are you surprised that after Alabama lost to A&M that the SEC looked like it might not be in the national title race, and then the team you opened up with lost at home, Autzen Stadium, to Stanford, and then Kansas State goes down, and lo and behold, the SEC is right back in the title race mix?
Well, you know, of course, I'm a big SEC believer. You know, usually you're going to have the best team come out of the SEC, and a lot of times, you know, like last year, the top 2 teams. Now, with that being said, the Oregon loss really surprised me because when we played them early in the year, I really felt like they were better than they were in 2010, you know, when we played for the championship. Mm-hmm. So I'm not for sure if they got injuries or what, but they are a big-time team. And, you know, I was kind of looking forward to them, you know, playing Alabama in the championship game. That would have been a fun one to watch.
Now, I don't know how much in contact you stay with Gene Chizik and Auburn, what they're going through this year. Do you think it's just the change in the offense, the players y'all recruited, that might be a different style offense they're running now? Or do you think they just don't have the talent they had? Because it's tough to replace a Cam Newton and some of the talented guys y'all had there.
Yeah, Matt, you know, I'm really not for sure. You know, I hadn't got a chance to really visit with them since the season started. Just, you know, when you're so wrapped up in what you're doing, you know, the only thing is those coaches, you know, a lot of them are buddies of mine. Of course, I'm very close to a lot of the players and just really hurting for those guys. And, you know, hopefully they can play well this Saturday.
Coach, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. What's one thing you're thankful for?
Tell you what, I'm thankful that I've got my family healthy and, you know, thankful to be back in State of Arkansas.
Coach, good luck next weekend. Enjoy this weekend sitting back, watching some football and eating a little turkey and dressing.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Yep.